back.
We're back with Very Selfish.
Very Selfish with Dylan and Matthias is where we talk about movies that we have never seen and know very little about. Last time we did Top Gun, and the time before that we did Rocky. This time we're doing something a little bit different.
A little bit newer. A lot of these are just movies that I knew a lot of people who liked, but I never thought to see them myself.
Well, last time we did a movie from the 80s. Before that was a movie from the 70s. It's only logical that we do a movie from the 90s, but we have not done a comedy yet.
Nope, but it's an action comedy.
It's a caction, so you call it?
You call it an action comedy.
Okay.
A buddy cop movie?
I can go with that. It's called Rush Hour. I don't know if you've heard of it. It's a pretty big movie sometimes.
Starring Jackie Chan and?
Chris Tucker. Is there anybody else in this movie that we know?
Not that I'm aware of, but there's got to be somebody else we know.
Oh, okay. It might be interesting. All right, let's go through this.
Okay, how it starts off is you see a scene of, okay.
Like a villainous activity? Well, which,
do you want to start off L.A. side? Is it L.A.? I know one of them is in Las Vegas. I want to say it's either.
Oh, wait, so LA are you saying at the beginning of the movie it's showing you what's happening in LA and what's happening in, like, Hong Kong or Shanghai?
It starts off.
Is it Beijing, Shanghai, or Hong Kong?
Beijing.
Okay.
Okay, but what I want to know is whether or not you start off with the serious aspect, where it's Jackie Chan, who's the straight character of the duo. Is he investigating his thing, or are you meant to think that it's sort of that aspect, and then it's just Chris Tucker going like, ah, Chris Tucker. That's by Chris Tucker.
What if the movie is set up to where they're both working on the same case, but that's they don't know it?
That's how it happens. How else is it going to happen unless it's imported from Beijing?
Okay, what if Beijing? Okay, is this a multinational crime that they're trying to figure out, or is it that
they know that it exists?
Jackie Chan is sent to the U.S.
Jackie Chan is following somebody who left Beijing. That's what makes the most sense to me.
Is it in San Francisco?
It could be. I feel like it's West Coast, but I don't
know
if it's San Fran.
Does it take place in Chinatown?
I don't think so. I think that's a later one, maybe. I don't know. I feel like it's LA.
Like I might get this mixed up with Shanghai Nights at some point.
Good. Okay.
Good.
It's the same basic premise.
Yeah, that's true.
At least what we've said so far.
Just with Owen Wilson.
Mm-hmm. And in the Old West.
Although I did see that movie, I think. Or did I see Shanghai Noon? I don't know.
Shanghai Noon was the first one.
Yeah, I think there was, I don't know, all of them are the same movie.
Okay, so, but does it start off Chris Tucker side or Jackie Chan side?
Jackie Chan side. You gotta start with something serious.
But I really like the idea that it starts off with you think it's something serious, and you just see a silhouette, and then you hear Chris Tucker go, "Oh man!"
What I have a problem with, just as this action comedy thing as a genre, is how bumbling it is. It's just, why would these two people be putting this on this case? Is it a case that it's always a case that they're not that serious about? They always get put on the case that they're not that serious about. They're like, oh, let's put those guys on it. And they think of it as the biggest thing in the world.
In this situation, Chris Tucker, he's put on the bumbling case, but it turns out to be connected to the international criminal case.
I feel like this is the same plot as the other guys.
It's the same plot as everything.
Okay, we could probably connect this to Hong Kong Fu if we wanted to.
Okay, it starts off Beijing. Jackie Chan is investigating something close to his family somehow. I feel like that's a good way to go.
Might get this mixed up with the tuxedo, just to let you know.
I know that in Shanghai Noon, it's like his sister or something.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, so it has to do, he's investigating something, his partner gets shot.
Is that what happens?
That's what happens. Partner gets shot, and he's all choked up about it. And we're then it goes this, into the sequence.
We're starting this out the same way as Top Gun, where we think that the biggest motivation is that...
It's not the biggest motivation.
Cool Breeze's friend gets shot.
It's just the reason why he doesn't have a partner coming with him stateside.
Okay, so he needs a partner.
He needs a partner, but you don't really know anything. You see some subtitles, and his partner gets shot, and he's like, you have two choices, your partner or me. And then the guy leaves, and Jackie Chan goes to help his partner, but his partner dies. Then they find out that he's going to L.A., but before you know anything about that, Chris Tucker, title sequence start after Jackie Chan's like, oh no!
Chris Tucker is like driving to work in a convertible or something?
And then it cuts to Chris Tucker either driving to work or like hanging out with somebody, or maybe he's smoking something he shouldn't be smoking.
Uh-oh. I feel like we're stereotyping, but
well, he
this is the movie of stereotypes.
I don't know if he smokes or not, but let's see.
But we're just stereotyping action comedies in general.
Okay, so he's driving around, and then he sees a woman getting her purse, he assumes, stolen. He runs up, tries to help. The woman then hits him with the purse, and he's like, what are you doing, lady? And then somehow, like, he gets in a little bit of trouble, and he's like, the chief's like, you're getting on this case. It's ice cold.
You can't get in trouble on this one.
And then it shows him being really bored, doing, like, a stakeout or something. And then a little kid, like, comes up and taps his car and says, are you a police officer? He goes, get out of here, little kid. Anyway,
what I'm really going to enjoy about...
is hearing me try and do anything Chris Tucker.
Yes.
Okay. And then he's like, oh, man. Because then he sees something bigger happening.
Uh-huh.
He's like, man. And then he freaks out.
Okay, so this thing happens, but I know what happens. I know what happens. Okay.
And then Chris Tucker... runs away.
No, not runs away. There's this big thing happening, like a big kind of altercation happening. Like, he's been staking out this place. It may, maybe not an altercation, but there's criminal activity happening. Or something he suspects is criminal activity. Like, shipment of illegal goods or something. So he sees these people doing, he gets all excited. He's like, oh, man. Will you do it again?
Oh, man.
Okay, so he's fumbling for something. Because he's a very bumbling character. He's fumbling for something. Maybe a phone. Maybe some binoculars. Maybe a camera. While he's doing that, he looks down. Then the Foley guy gets his moment to shine. There's a kick. There you hear a whoop-ah! And that's when Chris Tucker looks up and he sees Jackie Chan.
Jackie Chan has to be brought into it.
Nope. This is how he's brought into it. He kicks the guy.
Nope.
He kicks somebody.
You have to see
Chris
Jackie.
Tucker is like, who is that guy? No. Who is that man?
No. He's not introduced that way. That's too haphazard and too coincidental. What has to happen is he meets him at the station. And
no,
then
see,
he
this
tries
is
to
what I was
himself.
Trying to do with this scene. This is me painting the picture.
You're trying to
second.
Make it so then he's like, I don't know who that guy is. Then he takes a picture of him, brings it to the station, and they're like, that's your new partner.
Not takes a picture of him. He... makes eye contact with him. He makes eye contact with Jackie Chan. Jackie Chan runs away. And he's like, he just blew my case! He does something like that, and I bet that made that peak. Anyway.
You got something close to it.
So
I still disagree with how Jackie Chan is introduced to Chris Tucker.
See, Chris Tucker goes back to the station in a huff. Just in a big puff. He gets into his boss's office and he's like, some guy stole my case. And then he looks over. There's Jackie Chan.
Wait, how does he know that it's a guy who stole his case and not just somebody who showed up kicking people because it was an altercation?
Okay. Got me there. He says something like, some guy ruined my case.
Some guy, I don't know, blew my cover. How about that?
Yeah. Okay.
In your scenario, I still disagree.
What do you think happens?
I think that he's there, he sees some stuff happening, but he's not able to do anything with it. I don't even know if he's there. I think that unbeknownst to him, something might happen. Anyway, how he's introduced to Jackie Chan is at the place, and Jackie Chan like bows, and Chris Tucker's like, "Get up," or something. And
it says, and Jackie Chan's like, "What is each other's cultures?
What is this guy doing?" And they're like, "Chris." I don't know what his name is in the movie. That was just Tucker. I like Tucker.
Bridge.
It's not Bridge. In Top Gun, it made sense because they all have nicknames, and I knew that from the get-go. We could name him Cool Breeze, but call
Samson.
No, it's not Samson. It's like, if anything from there, it would be something like Sammy. And then at some point, there's confusion about his name being Sam, and I think it's a girl's name.
Okay.
But I don't know. I just like Chris or Tucker.
Tuck-Tuck.
What if it was, he was Tucker and Jackie Chan's character was Tuck-Tuck?
His name's not Tuck-Tuck.
No, it's Tucker and Tuck-Tuck.
It's not Tucker and Tuck-Tuck.
Okay.
It's Tucker and... I don't know Jackie Chan's name.
Bruce.
Is that because of Bruce Lee?
No.
Yes. Yes, okay. Okay, Tucker and Bruce. But that's... The Bruce is too masculine of a name for the character.
Kelly?
Okay, Kelly. I'll leave it at Kelly. Kelly.
Tucker and Kelly?
No, that's not a good combo thing. That was just Jack. No, it's not Jack. I'm just going to say it's Jackie Chan constantly. Because
okay,
there's
Tucker
no name
Jackie
that...
Chan.
Tucker. Okay. Then they're at the station
really
and
they... I'm really bad at traditional Chinese names.
They're established. The meeting happens there. And it's because... Part of this is just going to be us arguing over something we don't know anything about.
Jin. That's his name. Tucker and Jin.
Tucker and Jin?
Tucker and Jin.
I was still going to say Jackie.
How about Turbo and...
How about Sonic and Tails?
Okay, great.
Sonic and Tails.
Wait, which one is which?
It doesn't matter. Tucker's tail.
That's Japanese, though.
Does it matter for Rush Hour?
Okay.
Anyway, so, Sonic
Fooey.
And... No.
Okay.
Sonic and Tails meet, and they're at the station, and it establishes that there's weird stuff happening, and they're like, did you know that your case is now a big one? It's international. This criminal guy killed his old partner, and then Tails is worried.
He goes, what?
What? And then the movie's over. No, happens after that is, then they go on a stakeout, and Tucker's just asking Jackie all these questions. He's like, you need to be quiet so they don't notice us. And he's like, what are you talking about?
I feel like most of the movie is Chris Tucker saying, and what are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
But we gotta remember... that one of the big jokes in the movie that I know of from the trailers is that Jackie Chan's character does not know very much English.
Is that from the outtakes?
No, that's from Do You Know the Words Coming Out of My Mouth?
Oh yeah. Do you understand the words coming out of my mouth?
Nobody understands the words coming out of your mouth.
Okay.
Susan.
So they're at the stakeout, and he's like, you have to be quiet. And then they see something going down, and Jackie Chan gets out of the car, and Tucker's like, what are you doing?
And Jackie Chan's going to take TCB. He's going to take care of business.
And then Tucker's like, oh, no. And he gets out, and he runs after Jackie Chan. He's like, what are you doing? Stay in the car. And he's like, what are you talking about, stay in the car? I'm going in with you.
And Jackie Chan sounds like Tommy Wiseau.
I'm not good at any accents. So then they go in, and Jackie Chan beats up a lot of people, and the guy's there who killed his partner.
Mm-hmm.
And Jackie Chan is concerned, but Tucker messes it up.
Of course.